League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stay big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring three fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are live together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. Bright and early on this Wednesday morning to recap a ton that we saw on a Tuesday night around the association, a quadruple header of NBA playoff action, and it was thrilling. Some series continuing, other series coming to a close, some in thrilling come from behind fashion, the other in a dominant second half. There is so much to get you caught up on around the NBA postseason in the association. We'll talk some Major League Baseball on this Wednesday as well. Further fallout from the 2025 NFL Draft, what it means for this upcoming season and the rest of the offseason, and oh so much more over these 3 hours on a Wednesday on TEL.
Absolutely. Maybe the biggest game last night that was played wasn't in the NBA. It was in Philadelphia. It was the Washington Nationals getting beat by the Phillies in dramatic fashion. We all watched that game nationally. We know we did that. But also, understand this. Ben yesterday misspoke and goes, yeah, Giannis for a 30-20 night. 30-20? Yeah, Giannis went for 30-20, and they still lost that game. I thought Giannis would get the 33.5, but we'll get to that game and much more. But also, the Pistons, how would they respond, Ben? Responded in a big way in the Garden up against it. But also, the Nuggets, I told you, they every step of the way in this series correctly so far, they were going to win that last night. They're going to lose in game number 6. They're going to win in game number 7, and you should have got a great price point. So much great stuff to talk about. Let's get after it.
Yes, let's get after it, DRS. But nothing more important, even on this big Wednesday morning, than what was delivered to the right side household yesterday. You see it there in addition to the set. The second replica Lombardi Trophy to celebrate the Philadelphia Eagles victory in Super Bowl 59. DRS, point to it, show it off, and get us ready. Look at it. It looks stellar.
Two-time Super Bowl champion. And by the way, let me explain what I'm doing down here in the DRS studios. Now, understand when you see me lined up right here, I'm blocking half of my favorite time in my entire life, which means one Super Bowl. Let me get it right. Hold on. One Super Bowl right here. One Super Bowl right here that sits behind me. Now, what's going to happen now is that one is going to stay right there because I always need to have representation on screen of my Philadelphia Eagles. But on the other side of my office, I do have framed jerseys over there. So here's what I'm going to do, Ben. Ordered another replica trophy yesterday to make sure we have two identical ones and then the third one to stay in the background. So when we're on air, I get the trophy in the background. But when I look over, I will have replicas in front of Jalen Hurts jersey, and I'm buying now a Nick Foles jersey to commemorate both Super Bowl wins with both quarterbacks appropriately represented here for all intents and purposes in the studios. It's going to work out perfectly, and I'm excited again. I might just keep on ordering Super Bowl trophies all the way through. Let's go. And by the way, if they get a third one this year, where are we going to put that bad boy at? We don't even know. We don't even know.
Right in the top of your head, perhaps, right over it. So it almost seems as though the Lombardi Trophy is ascending from DRS's noggin. DRS, the Philadelphia Eagles are a favorite to win Super Bowl 60 in the upcoming 2025 NFL campaign. One final question for you. When is the official date for the Donnie Wrightside Super Bowl trophy replica parade.
Yeah, we might have to delay it just a little bit because I said I need the replica took a couple months to get here because I need everything to be official. It's like when you buy a new house or you get a car and you're restoring it here. Like sometimes you don't want to show everybody the restoration process all the way through. You just want to show them the finished product here. So it might be a slight delay. We'll get them all polished up and ready. But sometime, hopefully, around July, we should have everything in place. We have the official party and maybe even a nice gathering at the house to commemorate the additional, you know, trophy coming to the house. So I think it works.
That would be absolutely sensational, yeah. DRS. Maybe one of our listeners, maybe one of our viewers, maybe one of our audience members, loyalty to the grid, watching today's show, DRS, and they're thinking, only will I attend the DRS parade, but I can't wait to add a replica Larry O'Brien trophy to my man cave, depending on who their favorite NBA team is, because we have a few teams advancing on round number two, including the Indiana Pacers, which if we told you yesterday, Indiana, 8-point home favorite in game number 5 in Indianapolis, the Bucks no longer having Damian Lillard. You would say, yeah, of course, that's what we expected to happen, but not in the manner that it did. Tyrese Halliburton, a layup with about 10 seconds remaining in regulation to force overtime against Milwaukee, who absolutely blitzed the Pacers to start off the opening quarter. Then in OT, DRS, Gary Trent Jr. went nuclear but made two crucial mistakes, two critical turnovers down the stretch in the Pacers down by 7 with fewer than 40 seconds left in the extra session, come all the way back to win the game in game number 5 and the opening round set over Milwaukee. 119-118 in one of the great thrilling finishes you will see in NBA postseason history.
Certainly, and the way it ended, too, was interesting. We'll get to that in a second. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, my whole game plan yesterday was the correlation between the Milwaukee Bucks hanging around and what Giannis is going to do. And we talked about Tyler Hero the game before. Complete, absolute no-show as their best player. You knew Antetokounmpo was going to show up, and he did. 30, 20, 13, 2, and 2. He did everything possible in his power to give them a victory, and they still weren't able to hang on in overtime. He was sensational, but again, credit the Indiana Pacers, not giving up, playing all the way through that game, picking up the victory. And the point number two, when did it get to the point where, like, parents get to, like, sit courtside? You watch the NFL, like, they're in a booth somewhere or up in a, you know, a press box or, you know, a suite at this point. After the game with Giannis Antetokounmpo colliding with a player's parent, stop it. What are we doing in the NBA?
With Tyrese Halliburton's father, who was hanging up a flag or at least a large towel with his son's face on it. Now, he deserves to brag about his son, just not on the floor following the game. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. DRS, the Orlando Magic, despite being a double-digit dog last night in Boston, were up by 2 at the break. So when the Celtics win by 31, you're asking yourself, what happened? Boston won the third quarter by 23, dominated in the second half to beat the Magic in the gentleman's sweep, 120-89. The C's even cover as a pregame 11.5-point favorite.
Yeah, can we go shopping for the Magic in the offseason to get some offense here outside of Bancaro and Wagner to make that make sense? But this is what we anticipated. A sweep at this point. It was interesting at the break. Like, wow, could the Magic force another game here? Absolutely not. 36-13, third quarter. Away they go, the Celtics, with that easy victory. No worse for the wear. Moving on to round number two.
Moving on to round number two, indeed. We thought we might have another series clinching potential last night inside the world's most famous arena. The Detroit Pistons had other ideas. The Pistons will send this game back to Motown with a 106-103 victory outright as a 5.5-point dog inside Madison Square Garden.
Love it. Extend the series here. We all talked about how many times, Ben, you thought this game would, or the series would go at least 6. Pistons cash in that plus 2.5 tickets for the game, and now put the pressure back on the New York Knicks. One thing I did with the FanDuel Sportsbook last night, they offered the boost up to a minus 200 price on the Knicks game last night. I took to make 2 or more 3-point shots, Carl Anthony Towns. He went 2 for 4. Perfect night for me. Extended series. Love to see it.
DRS, the series we have all been waiting for, incredibly competitive. Not so much last night. Mm-hmm. Behind a 43-point performance from Jamal Murray, the Nuggets take a 3-1 series lead, 131-115 over the Clippers.
Called it. Let's go. Best series going. It's going 7. You absolutely understand that. And the pricing was way off. Now it is correct.
We spent far too much time on the replica Lombardi Trophy. Doug Christie, the permanent head coach in Sacramento. We'll talk more about the NHL later, but the Carolina Hurricanes, first team on to round two. There you see it.
Yep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Class is now in session, and the UPS Store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
Live right here on this Wednesday morning on the Early Line on Sports Grid, a quadruple header of NBA playoff action, a recap for you in its entirety, every single angle throughout this opening hour on the Early Line. DRS, we start in the one spot, not only just in the Western Conference of our opening round sets, but in the one spot last night, there was not a series clinching chance. It was game number 5 at altitude. But you and I examined this game basically from every single way that you could. Yep. What it means for the series overall and a series tied at 2 games apiece with the home team returning to altitude and yet a home underdog and a series underdog as well. Well, the Nuggets made us look pretty smart yesterday for questioning everything we were seeing from the odds perspective in this tightly contested opening round series behind a Jamal Murray game. A 43-point performance to lead the Nuggets to a win, 131-115. Not exactly close last night, DRS, as Denver rolls past LA to take that decisive 3-2 series advantage.
Let's do the thing I love to do, Ben. Look at that box score before the game even starts. I'm going to give you one statistic, Ben, and you tell me who won this game. Jokic, 13 points. What? What? Oh, my goodness. The Clippers absolutely hammered Denver last night. And what, did Jokic get injured in the first half? No, he didn't. Still finished with a triple-double, and it didn't matter because 43 points from Jamal Murray rescued the day for the Nuggets. And I talk about this. Getting off to that good start is so important. How about 35-23 at the end of the first quarter? Denver meant business right off the bat and continued it all the way through to an easy 2-touchdown victory over the Los Angeles Clippers, which I love talking about the series because it makes no sense to me. The pricing all the way through. Game number one before it started, a -120 favorite for the Clippers to win the series. I'm like, you know what? That makes some sense. But as we went along, none of the pricing made any sense, which included a best of three in Denver in elevation and a heavy favorite for the Clippers in the series. Thank you, Denver, for winning that game because I'm calling it again. Denver will lose game number 6 and Denver will win game number 7 against the Los Angeles Clippers. So if you followed along and you kept taking that underdog price on the Nuggets, you are feeling good about your position right now.
Yes, you certainly are, DRS. 43 points out of Jamal Murray. Brian Fonseca on the show yesterday, previewing all 4 of our matchups in our final hour, called it. So shout out to Fonseca, saying we were still waiting on that classic Jamal Murray playoff game where he has won in about every series where he goes off. It's not Nikola Jokic. Mm-hmm. It's not Aaron Gordon. It's not Michael Porter Jr. It's Jamal Murray reminding you why he is the second best player in Denver, but that true championship counterpart to the Joker. 43 points, 8 made threes last night to lead Denver. Mm. On the other side, DRS, Ivica Zubac has been great. But if he's your leading scorer with 27, and James Harden nor Kawhi Leonard are breaking through the 20-point benchmark, you're not going to win many playoff games in L.A. just like that. So Denver takes control, 131-115, decisive win for a decisive series advantage. And Donnie, one of the things that we had seen so far in this series, the Clippers blew out the Nuggets in game number three. Never really all that close. It was a very close finish in LA in game number four, but the Nuggets entered that fourth quarter up by nearly 20 points. In our first two games in Mile High, we did see no lead larger than 6 points in the fourth and final quarter. Of course, last night, a little bit more lopsided. But one of the things we also saw in those opening two games in Denver that was not the case last night, but still allowed us to question the numbers and the series odds. In game number one, the Clippers were a slight series outright favorite, and yet the slight road underdog. The Clippers lose that game. Denver takes a 1-0 series lead. The Nuggets become the series favorite. But the Clippers were favored to even up the set after two games as the favorite in game number two. Last night, the Clippers were the series outright favorites and a 2-point road favorite in Denver. The Nuggets make good on that outright price. The Clippers have been favored in four of the five games in this series, DRS, and yet here are the Nuggets as greater than a $2 favorite, needing just one more win to advance to round number two.
And they finally make some sense on those numbers here. I just couldn't fathom it. This is a team that still has maybe the best player in the world that recently coming off in the past couple of years, a championship, was getting no respect. And again, I like the Clippers to win this series before it started, but I started saying instead of betting the teams, you're betting the price points here. If I thought the Clippers were the better team, I thought maybe a minus 118 to minus 120 was worthy before the series started. But these numbers got so wacky and so out of balance in the favor for the Clippers that I started looking towards the Denver Nuggets and now starting to cheer for them because I didn't understand how they could be such a heavy underdog at home court advantage as the higher seed. It didn't make any sense to me. So it looks like that could play out. But understand this. You take a look at the Clippers, who have struggled on the road on the season at 20-21 overall. And, you know, playoffs here, win a game there, lose a game there. We'll find out. But they're going to win that game number six, which is going to set up an unbelievable game number seven. As I sit here and say, I do think Denver now is going to win this series. Anything can happen in a game number seven. And that's what I'm looking forward to at this point. But right now, finally, the corrections have been made at the FanDuel Sportsbook. The correct favorites officially now, the Nuggets, as they should have been before game number five even started.
You know what's going to be fascinating, DRS? You expect the Clippers to win game number six in Los Angeles. And who could fault you? The odds makers do agree. 7-point spread in favor of the Clips for tomorrow night inside the Intuit Dome. So the Clippers, the strongest favorite we have seen so far in this series for game number six to force a game seven, which was always one of the interesting parts of the Nuggets being an underdog at home for game five, a series underdog, needing just two home victories after the series was tied at two games all in game number four. Because we expected it to go seven, it is still highly expected to go seven, and the Nuggets will have home floor advantage for that decisive seventh game.
And you know what would happen as the regular season, if you let the bleed over into the playoff games, you would have nights like this thing. Oh, game number six, Jokic, questionable elbow injury. He'd just stay back in Denver and say, you know what, we're not even going to play. We'll wait for game number seven. But you can't do that in the playoffs, which you can. I'm telling you right now, Denver's not winning in there on that road game. I'm interested to see because that line tells you a lot. Are we looking at possibility the late third quarter? Starters coming out for the Nuggets going like, we never really wanted to play in this game anyway. Everything is in game number seven. That's an interesting spread, and I'm going to take the Clippers to roll them in game number six. How about that?
The Nuggets have played three home games at altitude in this series.
Yeah.
They've been a slight underdog in two of those three. Indianapolis in a wild night. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
An absolutely wild night in Indianapolis in game number 5 between the Bucks and the Pacers. Indiana up 3-1 in the series. Damian Lillard now out for the remainder of this postseason, of course, with the ruptured Achilles. So all on Giannis to keep the Bucks afloat and maybe extend their season. But Donnie, that was not our expectation in Indy last night. The Pacers close as an 8-point favorite. We thought they would win outright and rather comfortably to clinch the opening round set against the Bucks. Well, it was nothing, but it was nothing like comfortable last night for Indiana. They got blitzed to start. Milwaukee opened up the game on a 13-zip run right from the very jump. Milwaukee led by as many as 17 points in that opening half. Now, the Pacers did battle back to really take a lead in the second half and even in the fourth quarter, but it was Tyrese Halliburton equalizing late in regulation, about 10 ticks remaining. Sends the game to overtime. Milwaukee builds up a lead again. Gary Trent Jr., 12 points in that extra session, and Milwaukee led by 7. 118-111 with fewer than 40 seconds remaining. We were getting ready for game number 6 inside the Pfizer Forum. The Pacers had other ideas. A couple of clutch shots from Indiana down the stretch. A couple of awful turnovers from Gary Trent Jr. And Tyrese Halliburton takes advantage. The game-winning layup with about 2 seconds remaining in overtime. And Indiana wins game 5 in its opening round series over Milwaukee, 119-118, in one of the most dramatic comebacks you will ever see in NBA playoff action.
And we do have a lot of questions that need to be answered once the official offseason starts, where what is Milwaukee going to do next year with their squad? The one thing that you liked about Giannis is way back when they were starting to build the championship caliber squad, he said, I'm only resigning back here. It's like LeBron James in Cleveland. If I have full control over this roster and money is no object to get me who I need, which includes players like Damian Lillard, who probably won't even be there next year. But those are going to come. But let's focus on this game, because you had players that stepped up in outside of Damian Lillard not being there. I told you yesterday, extra shots are going to be available. I told you Gary Trent Jr. is going to score 33 and Giannis is going to have 30, 20, and 13, and they lost this game. You know what it takes? An epic collapse, which is exactly what happened in that overtime period. You do have to give credit to the Pacers for waking up, because Milwaukee was here for it. And sometimes those are the best ways to bet. Now, granted, if you just said, I'm going to take Milwaukee with the points yesterday, you did cash in that ticket. But we always like to see, hey, I'm an underdog. How are you going to perform when everything looks like it's lost right away in the opponent's building? 30-13 right off the bat. Wow, we're already heading back to a game number 6. This game looks like it's over. You know, make it a little bit closer at the half. Exciting third quarter, exciting fourth quarter, exciting overtime, which the Pacers were the better overall team, and they should have been once Lillard got that injury. The Bucks fought, but maybe they just had Doc Rivers, who doesn't have a lot of success in the playoffs as he gets bounced out in round 1 again. Tough scene for Milwaukee. They weren't a great team entering into the playoffs, but they did show some heart here in that final game. He just let it slip in overtime.
Yeah, DRS, we talked about Giannis and all that he would need to do. How about a 30, 20, and 13 triple-double last night in overtime, but still not enough. Gary Trent Jr., 8 of 17 from beyond the arc with 33 points and still not enough. The Pacers are an incredibly balanced team, as they have been in each of their last 2 playoff runs. In all 4 wins for Indiana in that opening round set, at least 6 players in double figures, including Tyrese Tyrese Halliburton, who had a team-high 26 last night. Clutch moment after clutch moment. DRS, there is still so much to say about this game and what we saw at the end with Tyrese Halliburton's father coming onto the floor, holding up a big towel with his son's face on it, talking to Giannis Antetokounmpo. They went forehead to forehead. Halliburton's dad is the one fully in the wrong for many reasons that we will discuss. But there is so much fallout from last night in Indy in that fifth and final game of this series, including DRS, Giannis's future in Milwaukee.
Giannis, there's a lot. Always kind of stated about when to win and win championships and win a second championship and how important it is to you. Do you think that you can still win that second championship here in Milwaukee after a third straight first round exit?
Look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I know how this is going to go. Whatever I say, I know how it's going to translate. I don't know, man. I wish I was still playing. I wish I was still like competing and going back to Milwaukee. I don't know.
More on Giannis's answer. More on Giannis Antetokounmpo's future in Milwaukee. It's a very precarious situation, DRS, for this Bucks franchise moving forward in 2025, 26, and even beyond. Plenty more on the Early Line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So we just heard from Giannis Antetokounmpo right before the break, following a difficult loss in game number 5, that Milwaukee thought they had a win to at least stave off elimination. Giannis said it right there, DRS. He wishes that he was still playing, so he's not going to do any of the big picture future talk. But there is a thought, and rightfully so, that last night's game for Giannis might be his final in a Bucks uniform. This team, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo, won the NBA championship in 2021. Since some early exits from the postseason, including each of the last 3 years, bounced in round number 1. The last two, Damian Lillard has been there. And obviously, he did not finish this series and dealt with injuries down the stretch of the regular season. And of course, his status even for next season, very much up in the air. But even Dame and Giannis at their best and fully healthy never truly looked like a championship contender that we expected them to be entering a season ago. So what do you make of where the Bucks go from here? And do we actually think that was Giannis's last game in Milwaukee?
I don't know if it's Giannis's last game in Milwaukee, but let's be straight about things. Like, there are salary cap restraints that you will have in the NBA. You take a look at Damian Lillard, who anticipate not playing next year. That's $54 million against the cap. And they're like, okay, you got one more year to get out from under it. No. The year after that, Ben, $58 million against the cap as a 36-year-old trying to rehab coming off of an Achilles injury. This is not a great look for the Bucks right now, who have a superstar in the middle of his prime and way too many restraints around him right now. In the NBA, though, typically superstars get their way. If Giannis goes, I want to leave, they're going to trade him and get a massive package back. The question is, does he want to do that? Because you have to understand this. You don't have longevity typically like a LeBron James that gets to play 25, 26, 30 years. Whoever knows how long he's going to play in the NBA with the multiple chances. When you are in your prime as a player, you're feeling like, boy, I hope every year I have a chance to win a championship. Even coming into this year, we didn't expect a ton from the Bucks, and it turned out to be a pretty poor year and another round one exit. So now when Giannis goes, okay, let's gear up for next season, and goes, well, I don't even have Dame. We can't afford to get anybody else. What is going to change on my basketball team? Nothing except me changing it itself by leaving the organization. I don't think he will, but an athlete like that understanding next year he has no shot to win anything, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow over the next couple weeks.
I think the tough part, though, is DRS. If you are Milwaukee's brass in conversations with Giannis, what exactly is the plan that you chart out for the future? The Bucks do not have a first-round pick in the next 6 years as of this moment under their control in the organization. You want to trade Dame? Who wants a 34-year-old coming off a ruptured Achilles with all that he is owed? Brook Lopez, Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr. They don't have a lot of tradable assets, and they have, as you said, a lot of large salaries that are hemorrhaging this organization from that financial perspective. If you are Milwaukee and you are that franchise, you are thinking about trading Giannis to just build it all the way back down, to try to build it all the way back up. But that would almost be unthinkable, DRS, because when Giannis Antetokounmpo was drafted as an 18-year-old with the 15th overall pick in the 2013 NBA draft out of Athens, Greece, not many people had ever heard of this guy, Giannis. Nobody could pronounce his last name. Giannis comes to the States. We have seen the stories about how homesick he was. He slept in the Bucks practice facility because it was the only place that he felt comfortable. So for that guy no longer to be the face of the franchise after being a two-time NBA MVP and delivering the Bucks their first modern era NBA championship, not all that long ago, just five seasons ago, is almost unheard of, but it might be the only way forward for both Giannis and the rest of his career because he is almost only 30 years old and obviously still delivering at a very, very high level, and for the Bucks as a way to completely rebuild.
Yes, and also understand this. People will correlate. Like, you can't make the same mistake that the Dallas Mavericks made. Well, understand this. Luka never wanted to leave Dallas. If Giannis says, I want to leave, the same way if Luka said, I want to leave Dallas, then the fan base is going to turn on superstar player and say, well, then get your stuff and get out. Like the Philadelphia 76ers in the early 1990s and Charles Barkley. We love Barkley in Philadelphia. Barkley didn't want to be here anymore. It was like the organization goes, you know what? It ain't working out, Charles. You love the city. They love you. Just get out of town and be done with it and get Jeff Hornacek, Tim Perry, and Andrew Lang back, which is a horrendous trade. But when the player wants to leave in the NBA, he holds all the cards here. It's hard to imagine Giannis playing in another uniform, but my goodness.
Yeah.
If somebody could, and where's the thoughts going to go right away? Ooh, man, Pat Riley to Donna South Beach always pulls these moves off. He could clear out cap space and get Giannis to fit under because they got like $60 million next year under the cap looking for players. Those are always the options we look at. And then, of course, somehow the Lakers can fit everybody into their payroll because they're the Los Angeles Lakers. But I don't know if Giannis can leave, and I don't know if the Milwaukee Bucks even will say, like, you know what? We'd rather you say, we can't afford to trade you, Giannis. Like, you are the superstar of Milwaukee. Good luck with somebody else coming here as a free agent to Milwaukee. We have you here. We need to keep you.
Well, that's the issue, right? Having somebody else as a free agent. So if the Bucks were to deal Giannis, it would be for superstars and a ton of picks or just the most first-round picks maybe in NBA trade history to get Giannis into a new organization. Just quickly, DRS, to wrap up what we saw at the end of that thrilling overtime game last night in Indy. We don't really get to celebrate Tyrese Haliburton for all that he did in those clutch moments. Voted by his NBA peers as the most overrated player in the association, he had other thoughts last night. The game-time bucket in the final 15 ticks of regulation to even send the game to overtime. And, of course, the clutch lay-in with about 2 seconds left to deliver the Pacers a round one in game five victory. But then his dad comes onto the floor in the immediate aftermath of the clock hitting triple zeros, hanging a flag, a towel of his son's face in front of Giannis, talking smack in front of Giannis. I think it took everything in Giannis to not smack Tyrese Halliburton's dad, which he probably should have had the right to do. And then a weird dust-up between the two teams that clearly do not like each other. They have played a lot of postseason series against one another, where Giannis held the back of Benedict Mathurin's neck and not in some romantic way. That led to the two sides getting involved. It was a wild ending to the night in terms of what was a wild ending to the game in overtime.
Yeah, we have to get better with security, by the way, also. Like, we've seen at times where, like, you know, the Toronto Raptors general manager couldn't get to the court and was getting, like, tackled and harassed and punched, but yet we just let a random fan, like, who knows who it is? Like, security comes out there, like, this random fan is in front of Giannis with, you know, harm is about to take place. 9 out of 10 times, that guy gets tackled and tased and carried out of that building and then charged with terroristic threats like they do in many other stadiums. But the fact that I guess they knew it was his father, let him mosey around after the game and create mayhem. Here's where the NBA got lucky. Mayhem didn't ensue. And thank goodness, because if you are in the heat of battle, if you've ever played any sport, I don't care at what level, you just lose a heartbreaking game to end your season and somebody is talking smack to you who you don't know in front of your face, He's lucky he didn't get a 1-2 combo and an absolute malice in the palace moment overall. The NBA got lucky for sure last night. They got to shore that up. That can't happen. That cannot happen.
And there was nobody that even tried to stop him. He just waltzed onto the floor like he hit the game-winning shot, and yet it was his son. Credit to Tyrese Halliburton, who kind of had his moment taken away from him in one of the most thrilling playoff games you will ever see, who said afterward, listen, I've already spoken to my pops. I told him that can't happen. I don't agree with what he did. It was not right. I will talk to Giannis hopefully soon and try to iron out the situation. Credit to Giannis as well, who basically said, listen, that's not how I think this game should be celebrated. But in those moments, people want to talk big. Credit to Giannis for not doing the 1-2 punch. Donnie, there's been so many times where fans, and I guess in this case parents, think they are a part of a moment where they should just be celebrating and clapping, that if they were to interact with a star NBA athlete or any sort of athlete, we would figure out very quickly how your ordinary Joe never stacks up to an all-star type of player, where Giannis could have made Tyrese Halliburton's father look like, you know, the 100 guys charging after the gorilla, like we all like to joke about now. We'll talk about the rest of our Game 5 action around the association last night next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
A quadruple header of NBA playoff action on a Tuesday night. I said a full recap in this opening hour. That is what you get. DRS in the Eastern Conference. We saw three spots where you could clinch last night. Two did. We'll talk about Boston and Orlando. Not exactly the most exciting series or game five in just a moment. The spot where we did not see a series clinching victory inside the world's most famous arena, the New York Knicks and the Detroit Pistons. The Knickerbockers, a 5.5-point home favorite in game five to ice out the Pistons and advance to round number two. Detroit had other ideas, as New York really had nothing down the stretch to match what the Pistons presented. 106-103, Detroit wins outright as a 5.5-point road underdog inside the Garden in game number five to extend this series to a sixth game back in the Motor City later this week. A huge, huge victory for the Pistons, getting the better of the Knicks inside MSG.
J.B. Bickerstaff, credit him right now, because this is a team that is not built on we go deep into the playoffs year after year after year. We're built for this. This is a team that had a devastating game number one, woke up and won a game in the Garden, went home, and things did not go their way, which included a late foul that they should have got credit for and should have won that. And the series, quite frankly, should be over here. Then they go back to the Garden, and I don't know what they anticipate. The Knicks looking to close it out, electric atmosphere, the better basketball team, the higher seed. And away we go with another victory for the Detroit Pistons. So impressive how this team is able to gather itself after gut punch, after gut punch, after gut punch, and still come back for more and force a game back in Detroit, which I do anticipate the Detroit Pistons winning that game and forcing a game seven in the Garden in round number one, which is everybody's worst nightmare if you are a New York Knicks backer at that point. But I can't talk enough about the metal of the Pistons last night, knowing they said, you know what, should have won the last game, didn't do that. Just a formality at this point, fought hard all the way through, loved what I saw last night with the win and the cover for the Pistons.
Yeah, absolutely so, DRS, winning outright as that 5.5-point dog. Five games now in this series, the Pistons have held a fourth-quarter lead at some point in four of those five, including all three inside Madison Square Garden. They let game number one evaporate, as we talked about, that 21-zip run. They let a large lead in the fourth quarter in game two be equaled by New York. Still found a way to pull that out. Detroit led by double digits, our only double-digit advantage last night late in the third quarter for the Knicks to rally to take a fourth quarter lead, but Detroit held them off at the end. And Donnie, there will be a lot of conversation about Tom Thibodeau, and correctly so, because around a minute and 30 seconds remaining in a timeout, Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart check out of the game. They were standing at the scorer's table. Tom Thibodeau had one timeout left, decided not to burn it, not to use it, which you could understand, but his best player by far was watching all the action as Detroit was adding up to its lead, making it a two-possession game, and they never looked back. An OG Anunoby three late made things a little bit interesting to make it a one-point game, which was crazy how he even got it around Cade Cunningham, but still Detroit wins a huge game five. And to this young Pistons core, first playoff appearance since 2019, first playoff win in game number two since May of 2008. I think you're spot on, DRS. Detroit basketball has shown a lot of resolve at times throughout this opening round.
No, it has, and I'm very impressed by it. This is a team that's supposed to be just happy with getting to the playoffs and taking those bad losses in stride and coming back for more in the next game. You love to see. And by the way, late in that game, it was interesting because you had the correct job by J.B. Bickerstaff to foul late in the game up 3 points. The first free throw miss was like, oh, they're down three. How are they going to make this work? That ball bounced around, and Karl-Anthony Towns had the perfect slapback to the three-point line, but nobody was there. I was just waiting for like a Brunson to be at the three-point line, absolutely draining that ball to get it into overtime. Time, but it never happened. And again, a great win for the Pistons going away. There'll be a lot of excitement back for Little Caesars Arena time in downtown Detroit. No, and I think this is going seven. Also, from a fan perspective, if you're not a fan of the Pistons or the Knicks, you didn't lose any money. Like, we love this. Extend these series, man. They said you could have three series all end in one night, which then we have, oh, one game here, two games here. Yeah. The later these playoffs go, the more fun it is and the more angry fan bases get and the players get at each other as rivalries build. You'd love to see it.
Yeah, DRS, you certainly do. Game number six tomorrow night in Motown. The Pistons are a slight 2-point home favorite in game six, trying to force what we all love in sports, the two best words, game seven, inside the world's most famous arena in this opening round playoff series between the Knicks and the Pistons. Cashing a lot of tickets for me last night, that being Detroit. Series spread prior to the set getting started, 2.5 games to see six. That ticket has been won. I also bet on the Pistons live, DRS, plus 4.5 at the break. And on the money line at the half as well, trailing by one, they cashed both of those. Nobody for New York reaching the 20-point benchmark last night, including Jalen Brunson, who had scored at least 30 in the first four games of this series. The Knicks were a minus 4,000 favorite entering last night to win this opening round set. Still a staunch favorite, but just at minus 490. DRS, our fourth and final game inside TD Garden, home of the reigning champs. It was interesting in the opening half and very, very early in the third quarter. Orlando held a 2-point lead over the Celtics inside TD Garden. Another live wager cash for me last night. The Celtics laying 5.5 at the break. That didn't matter because they even covered the original line of 11.5 points pregame, winning by 31, dominating the second half, 120-89. The victory for the Celtics could close out this opening round series in five games.
Yeah, going over the total as well. No thanks to Orlando. Only scored 89 points, but 36 in the third quarter and 37 in the fourth quarter for the Boston Celtics. Bombing away, as usual, from the three-point line, shooting 54% as a team. The only interesting thing about that is they shot 24 threes, made 13. Usually you're seeing them in the 30s, maybe even the 40s with three-point shot attempts. That's what Orlando does. Really strangles the game, keeps it light. Thank goodness Boston is moving forward. No injuries and have a better second-round opponent where at least we can have some fun watching the games as opposed to, hey, Orlando, muck it up so much that this game can't even get over 200 points. Stop it. Get them out of here.
We kind of thought this series would go five. The Magic might steal one in Orlando. It's exactly what we saw. We'll hear from Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla and our favorite NBA head coach next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Live right here, ending out this opening hour on the early line on Sports Grid. It's a Wednesday morning with DRS last night as we shared 4 NBA playoff games, all in game 5. The Nuggets and the Clippers we knew tied at 2 games all. We were going to see the series extend. Denver now leads 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow night back in Los Angeles. The Pistons avoid elimination, keep their season afloat with a game 5 outright win as a dog inside Madison Square Garden. Game 6 back in the Motor City tomorrow night. The Pacers in a wild game in overtime edge out the Milwaukee Bucks, trailing by 7 with fewer than 40 seconds left in OT to win not only Game 5 but their opening round series over Giannis and his Bucks. And DRS, as we expected, the Boston Celtics, double-digit favorite last night at home, trailed by 2 at the break, but a huge third quarter, 36-13 the advantage there, and a dominant in second half. Boston wins by 31. They cover. In their last 2 playoff runs, of course, including last year that ended with championship banner number 18 in Celtics franchise history, the Celtics are now 20-4 straight up, 13-10-1 against the spread. So playing in the postseason, winning series quickly, that's something that Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla knows all about.
Yeah, I mean, and also, good and bad. I mean, it can be good. It can be bad. I mean, we'll exit the arena for a couple of days, but, you know, that could be good. You know, but I think as you start to get ready for the next series, you got to re-enter the arena and you got to get ready. So, you know, we'll take the days that we need and then we'll get right back at it. Even without knowing an opponent, there's stuff that we have to get better at. So both of those things are important.
Rest versus rust, DRS. It is the age-old debate. Of course, the Celtics now await the winner of the Knicks-Pistons series for that round 2 matchup. What were you going to say before Joe Mazzulla rudely interrupted you?
I don't know. I figured I had to chime in because I had something to say, and then all of a sudden Joe popped up on the screen, and away we went and listened to the thoughts. By the way, rust versus, it's interesting, like a young team, maybe you worry about the rust. A veteran team, I don't worry about the rust. Boy, the most that they can get in for comfort and rest time, the better for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, NDRS, we did see after Boston did take care of business last night in Game 5, the old gentleman sweep over Orlando. The price for the Seas to win the Eastern Conference crown once again increase ever so slightly, minus 135 yesterday, now minus 145 in favor of the Celtics. Again, we are still awaiting the Eastern Conference Finals matchup between the Celtics and the Cavs. Cleveland moves back by a dime, plus 170, because we already know the second round series between Cleveland and Indiana. Those prices out as well. The Cavs, DRS, strong series outright favorite for their conference semifinal series against Indiana, minus 480 in favor of the Cavaliers.
Yeah, and it should be that way. We're waiting. We've been patient the entire season on a meaningless regular season to now get into the playoffs and understand there's only one matchup in the East that we care about, and we're on a collision course for that, which is going to be fantastic to watch it play out. Cavaliers should win easy round number two. Same thing with the Boston Celtics.
Most likely option for how that second round set between the Cavs and the Pacers plays out: Cleveland and the old gentleman sweep in five, plus 250. All right, DRS, we heard from Joe Mazzulla earlier in this segment. Now our favorite NBA head coach. Not just our favorite interim head coach around the association, but our favorite. The Sacramento Kings making it official yesterday, moving that interim tag away from Doug Christie and making him the permanent head man in California's capital. After the Kings were ousted in the 9-10 play-in tourney game just a few weeks ago, Doug Christie promised that he wanted to be back at the helm full-time and permanently from here on out because he had to finish what he started. Now he gets the opportunity to do just that as the official full-time head coach of the Kings.
Now, does he get the rabbit, have the gun now officially now out there in Sacramento, where now he can control those press conferences? He can put on the Kango hat and say, you know what, this is my ship right now, and you will listen to everything I say. Like doing one of these, look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now. Yeah. Like, that's what it feels like. We needed him back in control because those pressures should be good. And I think we should have updates all next season as well after the game and see what those post-game press conferences were. So, hey, congratulations. Got himself a job. Let's see if he can get some wins. Hard thing to do in Sacramento.
Hey, hold on now. We're not a part of that narrative. We're not a part of those media members that questioned Doug Christie, which is what he was saying. Everybody wants to point and laugh when we're not winning it.
Can he come on the show?
Everybody talks a lot of smack about Sacramento basketball, but what happens when the tide turns and the rabbit's got the gun? That's what Doug Christie asked. Maybe he is that rabbit. We are big fans, Mr. Christie. Come on the show. Hour two next.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.